Savages, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. First off, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple, Google, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Trust me, people, you're going to love it. Thank you.
Now, from the Savage Studios, this is the Savage Empire with your host, Mike Trainer.
This is indeed the Savage Empire. Glad to have you back. 8-2. 8-2. Had to have been one of the most pathetic. Jesus Christ. Well, you know, for a podcast, this is rare territory where you start off a show kind of speechless. I mean, where do I go? There's so many ways I can go here, but I think I'm going to take a break. And at least for first few minutes here, I'm going to let the manager explain things and then we'll come back. And then we'll deep dive into the amount of word salad bullshit that he's going to come out with. Just listen to this.
It's got to be better. You know, we're certainly capable and expect better. We just got to keep diving in and working. You know, obviously the first air that was actually a pretty good play by Rugi, where he, you know, and then I thought Diaz did a good job of kind of getting in his way, you know, to deflect the throw off of him. You know, it was a tough chance for Gio. Then there's a double play we absolutely have to turn. So, yeah, it's got to be better.
Did you think Waka was that good tonight, or did you guys need a better approach at the plate?
Yeah, I thought he was. I thought he did throw the ball well. Again, for only having two runs and none off of him, I thought there were some at-bats in the lineup where, you know, we had some hard contact, didn't have anything to show for it, but I thought he threw the ball well. But you know, we obviously, you know, expect more of ourselves as well.
Do you feel like you need to address the team to try to get things going?
I've already addressed the team. So
what did you say to them when you did?
That's for in there.
Ken Davidoff, please unmute.
Aaron, are you sensing any? I mean, you're in the dugout. We're up here watching. But from up here, it just seems like something is off. You know, I don't know if it's a vibe or an energy or a confidence level. Are you sensing anything like that in the dugout?
Well, look, I think anytime you have an offense like we do and we expect a lot of ourselves, you know, and it's not clicking, usually that has a look of being off or lacking some energy when you're not swinging the bats, you know, like you're capable of up and down. And then, you know, you're going through some adversity and you're having a tough week where you're struggling to get it together. And then, you know, all of a sudden you misplay a couple plays and a game gets out of hand. You know, that's frustrating. But, you know, as we talk about all the time, we know adversity is coming for you at some point in the season. It's knocking on our door right now, and we've got to answer it.
Laura Albanese, please unmute.
Aaron, I'm sure you saw the fans throwing the balls in the stand onto the field in the later innings. What's your reaction to that? And is that common? Have you seen that before in your career?
I have not. Yeah, that's, you know, that's kind of hate seeing that. is what I would say to that. And, you know, unfortunately, a handful of people end up doing it, and it looks bad for everyone. So it's unfortunate that happened.
Lindsay Adler, you have the next question. Go ahead.
Aaron, what do you feel that you guys as an organization or as a coaching staff or team need to change at this point to make this a consistently successful roster or team right now?
We're going to be successful. There's nothing changed there, and I have the utmost confidence in this roster, in this team. You know, we just got to start playing better, period. And, you know, so right now we just got to, you know, really focus on our individual crafts, me, our coaches, making sure we're getting our guys ready the best we can to go out there and play and put them in a position to go out and let their talent take over. You know, making sure we're paying attention to details when we show up each and every day. And, you know, the results will follow and they'll be there. We're just going through a tough stretch right now.
So there you have it. He addressed the team. From what Clint said and Stanton said, looks like he went in there and ripped them a new asshole. Well, about time. Listen, sometimes you got to go in there and fucking kick a little ass. I don't know what to tell you. And people, you know, who have been screaming for Boone should appreciate this. The fact that he went in there and said enough. Well, we'll see how they respond today against one of the best pitchers in baseball and Glasnow. So, you know, we'll see what happens. It's frustrating as all hell. Clueless at the plate. It seems like the ability to recognize pitch selection, pitch location, and then do anything about it, they legitimately look like little leaguers up there against major league teams. That's what it looks like to me. And the number one issue here, especially when they play Tampa, is they try to out-Tampa Tampa. And I think some of you know what that means. And for the ones that don't, I'm going to explain it. They seem to try to play the game like Tampa does. They try to beat them at their game. And let me explain this to the Yankees in case they don't notice. And I hope they do, because I assume you have to be somewhat of a smart person to work in that organization. So for the ones who skated by and coasted through the interview and somehow got a position of authority there or of importance, let me explain it to you this way. The Rays have a, I don't know, like $60, $70 million payroll. The Yankees have a $200-plus million payroll. Well, whatever it is currently. The Yanks are built to play a certain way. And we all have issues with it, but that's the way they were constructed. The issue is, if the Rays had half of our payroll or equal to our payroll, that roster would be a whole lot different. And there would be big name home run hitters on that team. There wouldn't be the blue collar type guys there. They would be traded for better players, for name players, because you got to sell tickets too. Tampa has to play the way they play. I'm sure part of it is they like the style of play they have. Cash, although I don't like him, I think he does an excellent job down there. But they have to play that way. So why is it that when we play Tampa, we try to play to their level? And whether you believe that level is above us or below us, that's up to you. We're not playing our game. So we always try to outsmart them, and it always backfires. And, you know, the biggest example of that was obviously the Garcia-Happ game in the playoffs. So let's double down on that. Garcia was not on regular throwing day scheduled to start yesterday. I think he had pitched in Scranton on Wednesday or Thursday. I think Wednesday. And so obviously, you know, he would have been on 2 days rest. You sent Herman down to either just get some throwing in while they said they don't need him. So if they didn't need a fifth starter and they brought up Michael King, who has pitched pretty goddamn well, and they start Nick Nelson for the opener for an inning. I don't get it. So you're wasting an arm right off the bat. And of course, promptly gives up two runs and it's two nothing. You're in a 2-0 hole before your first at bat because you tried to get cute. You tried to play the Rays way and it backfired. The Rays, who were the king of openers. You know why? Because they didn't have a rotation. They had to do this. We do it because we want to save innings for our pitchers. That's not good enough. How about our starting pitchers actually do better? How about we field 5 starting pitchers? How about that? How about the rust needs to be shaken off already? Kluber is a pro. And yeah, he missed last year. But you know what? God damn it. He's not a kid. And it's time for him to start stepping it up. And we need innings out of these guys. They're killing the bullpen. Killing them. So, Montgomery starts today. They burned, what, 5 pitchers yesterday? Four or five pitchers? Out of the pen, they didn't use their big guys, but Christ. Montgomery has to go 7. Give me 6 full innings. Get to the 7th inning. Get to the 7th inning. And then we'll take it from there with a lead. Hopefully with a lead. The offense has to turn it on starting now. There is no more excuses. And yes, it's only April. It's only April. But the games you bury yourself in right now, you're going to have to make them up at some point. And yes, you can spread it out throughout the season and you can pick up the games here and there. But what if this team right now is who they are? I don't honestly believe that. I know they don't believe that. And honestly, if they end up being that way, then there has to be a lot of people going, starting up top. Because this team right now is playing like they have no chemistry. They're playing like they just don't know what the fuck is going on. Like this is the first time they picked up a bat before. It's very weird. And yes, they've had slow starts before. But this one just feels different, doesn't it? Or am I overreacting? I'm not sure at this point. I'm very upset. And yes, emotions are running high. And I'm trying to be composed and I'm trying to think logically, but sometimes they piss me off. I know they pissed me off yesterday. And then as bad as the team has been playing, what we saw last night in the 8th inning was a disgrace. And this is why people hate us. Because for a handful of idiots that were at the game yesterday, and yes, you are an idiot. And you should be banned. And should be never allowed back in the stadium. We're in a fucking pandemic where they've limited seats. And somehow you people get in there and act like a fucking fool. Well, any one of us that are here at home would have loved to have taken your spot. If you can't control yourself, don't go. You want to throw shit? Throw shit at home. Punch your fucking TV. Punch your wall. Do whatever the fuck you want. Do it away from the team. You embarrassed us. And that became the story. And that is a fucking disgrace. Should never be allowed in the stadium again. Unacceptable. Throwing baseballs. Where the fuck did you people get baseballs from? Did you go to the fucking shop, the gift shop, and buy fucking baseballs? That must have been 20, 30 bucks. How'd that go? They get on fucking TV. It's not like they're not going to fucking find you. The stadium is a third full. Congratulations. They will review the fucking tapes. They will find you. Good luck getting back in there again. Fucking idiot. I don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't get the bad play. I will give the fans this. I understand being frustrated. As you can tell, I'm very frustrated right now. I understand it. But you got to control yourself. You can't become the fucking story. What if you'd have hurt somebody? And you'd be going to jail. For what? You think any of the Yankee players are going to be like, hey, he's one of ours, and go bail you out and stand up for you in court? No. They're gonna be like, fuck that guy. Let him rot. What an asshole. He doesn't represent us. You would be disavowed. And then what? You be the guy who be in jail that says, yeah, I threw a baseball to hit fucking one of the Rays in the back of the head and I laid him out. Because I'm cool. Because I had to wake the team up. Me alone. I had to wake the team up. I had to motivate them. Addition by subtraction. And that would make a great story to tell the judge while you're standing there. I did it for the Yankees. I did it for the city of New York. I'm a hero. And he'll say, okay, hero. Here's 2 to 3 years at Rikers. Go be a hero in there. Jerk off. Embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed on many levels. I didn't think there could be another level of embarrassment that I feel right now, and the team is playing shit, and the fans say, hold my beer. Hold my beer so I can throw a fucking baseball onto the field. That's how embarrassed I am. I can't argue with other fan bases. They come at us from yesterday. I got to take the L. You got to take the L for these assholes because they represent us, like it or not. So, today is my birthday. I am 40 years old. Fucking 40 years old. Jesus Christ, where did it go? I tell you, people, I'd give anything for it to be like it was in the 90s. This team is not the 90s teams. There is no Derek Jeter. There is no Rivera. There's no Bernie Williams, Paul O'Neill, Tino Martinez, Mariano Rivera. None of those people are here anymore. They're gone. And they've been gone for a long time. This team has to develop their own identity. And it needs to be a winning identity. It can't be this identity of playing it safe, trying not to get hurt. Too many rest days. This analytical bullshit. Computer nerds are running this team. And part of me almost wants to see if Boone can actually run this team. If he was allowed, if they took the fucking handcuffs off him and said, you know what? Computers are down. You got a week. I'd be interested to see what he would do. How he would do it. If Cashman said, it's all you, buddy. Do whatever you want. You're going to hear nothing out of me. Just tell me if you need players to come up, players to be sent down. Let me know. I'm giving you a week. Can he give us a winning record? Can he make the right moves? Would he be able to use his gut and instinct? He can't factor in instinct and heart in the computer. We have a day off coming tomorrow. So let's give the guy off today so he can have 2 days off. What is that? What is that shit? What kind of... I'm going to have a boomer moment here, okay? Now, indulge me because I'm 40 years old. It's my birthday. That's your gift to me. Too many days off. And that happens in every sport except hockey. Which might be really the hardest sport to play, but yet guys play day in and day out. The only rotation I see in hockey usually is goalies. In baseball and basketball, it's worse in basketball because guys just take nights off. Maintenance day bullshit. Baseball, you have to condition your body for the rigors of a long season. And I truly believe this. If you play to not get hurt, you will get hurt. Because, you know, there could be a play. And let's use Judge for an example, because yesterday we saw both examples of it. He's jogging to a ball. Granted, the grass is wet. I get it. On a ball that maybe he could have made a play on one of those bloops. I don't know. The camera angle was kind of messed up, so I don't know how close he really was to the ball, so I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. But to my eye, it looked like he was hoping it would go foul, and I'm just not going to make a play on it. And then it lands fair, and it's, oh, shit. And then the one, while they're getting booed out of the fucking stadium, now he decides, well, I got to step it up. This is not the way to play. And then he makes a diving attempt at a ball, and he boots it. And I like the effort. And I assume he's okay because I haven't heard anything otherwise, but it has to be one or the other, you know, because if you're going to go a full year of deciding what plays I'm going to go hard on and then what plays I'm going to, you know, take my time on and then decide that I'm going to turn it on the playoffs, it doesn't work that way. I've yet to see a player play like that and then turn it on and decide, well, now I'm Captain America and I'm going to go diving through everything. No, it doesn't work that way. Play the way you play. You broke a rib either diving on the ground or crashing into the wall. That's a fluke injury. That shouldn't happen on a regular basis. You broke a wrist getting hit. You know, the fucking leg issues, well, that's something. But you know what? you have to play the game the way you play the game. The kind of play that brought you to the Bronx. That made you a top five player in the game because of your defense and your offense. But now you're just, you're lazy in the outfield and it's showing up at the plate. And I'm not trying to make him the scapegoat. Everybody is. Although I will say this, I'm going to give credit where credit is due. Sanchez has looked a hell of a lot better behind the plate, hasn't he? He's been blocking balls. He's really working on it, and I'm glad because he needed to do that. And, you know, if you're going to do the one knee bullshit, you got to block the fucking ball in the dirt, and he has been, and I'm happy. So I will give him credit for that. Now, offensively, everybody is slumping. And because Jay Bruce is so fucking horrible at first base, we have to play Odor. And then DJ out of position playing first base. We can't get Luke Voit back here fast enough. And he's still like a month away. And hopefully he'll be the catalyst, but we can't wait that long. We can't be 2 months behind the eight ball until Voit gets back. They have to turn it on now. And there's two moves that they can make and you're going to laugh. You're going to laugh at the second one. First one is the obvious one. DFA Bruce and bring up Mike Ford. If Mike Ford can hit just as bad as Bruce, well, at least he can field the position of first base, which is important. This whole stigma of you stick your worst player at first. Or in right field, you know how that goes because, you know, everybody's mostly right-handed. So you can hide somebody. Well, no, you can't because you still got to catch the ball. You still have to know where your footwork is on the bag to cut the angles of a throw. You got to pick the fucking ball. Yeah, a perfect throw would be chest fucking high. Yes. Every time. But that doesn't happen. And you have to be able to react like a first baseman should. And he is trash. And now he's just being benched. He's not even hitting to stay in the lineup. Can't catch up to the fastball. What are we doing? Why are we holding a spot for him? Eat the $1 million he gave him, the 1.2 or 1.5 or whatever it is, and be done with it. Mike Ford can at least hold down the position. That's the obvious. What are we waiting on? Number two? Now try to contain your laughter, or should I give you a minute? Because number two, I think, is bring Tyler Wade back up. And you're going to think I'm fucking crazy. But Tyler Wade offers position flexibility. So when Glaber needs a day off, we don't have to move Gio. Because then you got to move LeMahieu to third, and then you got to have Bruce in the lineup. And we can't have that. But we need a backup shortstop. So you got to bring Tyler Wade back up, which means get rid of Odor. But they're not going to do that. And I can't fucking believe I'm saying this. But they'd be better if they had Tyler Wade on this roster. I'm laughing saying it. Now, bear with me. I'm not speaking craziness. Think about it. For the exact reason why I fucking said. It's position flexibility. At the very least. As my dog starts barking. At the very least. You could put, if you have to put DJ at first, Wade can play second base. If we absolutely have to keep Glaber if we absolutely have to keep Glaber at fucking short. So, fucking dogs. So, I don't get it. I don't get it. And those are the two moves that have to be made. But I don't know what they're going to do. So, they have to do something. Because I don't like the idea of DJ playing first base for a month until Voit gets back. And he's out of his natural position. And he's a hell of a fucking second baseman. So you're weakening the whole defense, which has not been good at all. And then I got to deal with the continuation of the Clint and Gardner debate. Now, Clint has been putrid, to say the least. Just horrible. He looks lost at the plate. And he's not making it easy for himself by any stretch of the mean. And he's giving the fucking Guardy lovers so much ammunition to play this 37-year-old fourth outfielder. And quite honestly, I still don't want Gardner in the lineup unless it's to spell somebody, not just Clint all the time, every now and then. Clint is not making it easy for himself. And he needs to really step it up and like now. Or he's going to find himself as the fourth outfielder. Which may end up happening anyway, but he needs to not make it so easy. So where do we go from here? Because, and I'll continue to say this until the fucking, you know, the sun burns out. They should have never re-signed Gardner. And I believe a big part of the problem is Clint feels like Gardner's on his heels. And sometimes competition does not bring out the best in people. I think if he was more relaxed and free and knew that his position was safe, he would be hitting better. Some of you might see that as, you know, well, he should because Gardner's on his tail. But see, the Gardner was the starter. And Clint was given left field when Gardner was still a free agent, when they were still trying to make, well, they had to trade out Avino to find the money to re-sign Gardner because, I don't know why, because. The people who love Brett Gardner drive me nuts. And I don't understand the love for this guy. Yeah, I get it. He was a good player. He gets better treatment contract-wise than Jeter, Posada, all those guys who the Yankees couldn't wait to get rid of when they were past their prime. Don't kid yourself. Cashman wanted to get rid of these guys when he could. First opportunity he could. Gone. And yet somehow Brett Gardner, because he plays great defense and he can hit a little bit, let's face it, he's not the hitter you people make him out to be. He's not, you know, he's 37 years old. At this point, he is who he should be. He should be a bench player. And people were like, oh, Clint struck out. Oh, Gardner's hitting better. Yeah, you know why he's hitting better? Because he's had fewer at-bats. So his numbers are a little bit more inflated. Now, Clint has been putrid, horrible, embarrassingly bad. But I'll take the 25, 26-year-old Clint Frazier over the 37 Brett Gardner any day. Because there's more potential there. and they see something in him, I hope, still, because I don't know, sometimes it feels like they do everything they can to sabotage the kid. And I kind of feel like that's always been the way with younger players. Like, you need to go somewhere else to be good, and then we'll bring you back. And I just, I don't know. I don't know anymore. This kid needs to step it up. He's got to step it up now. That's just, there's no way around it. And otherwise, he will see the bench more often. He might anyway. Hicks, I mean, same thing. He's got to start hitting. He's playing like shit. And if you're going to use Gardner to fucking spell Clint, then you better use Talkman to spell Hicks, because you won't lose anything defensively. But you'll get a guy out there who's fucking trying to hit. Because I don't know if Hicks is trying to hit or trying to walk. And he's looking bad. Stanton can do better too. The whole team, the whole offense. Glaber, where the fuck is Glaber at? Where is this kid? I don't know where any of these fucking guys are. Everybody keeps talking about, like, the lineup. It's supposed to be a circular lineup. There's no holes. It's all holes. Nobody is hitting consistently. That's the main reason why we're in this position. At 5-8? 5-8. Last place in the division. 4 games back. But it's only midway in April. You can lose a division in April. If the Red Sox keep playing the way they're playing, and at the end of the month we end up like 9 games back or something like that, which is not impossible, then that's a hell of a climb. Can we start the climb back now, today? Please? These games add up. You're going to have to, at some point, turn it on and go on a massive run and then burn yourself out right before the playoffs, and then what's going to happen? But we're not there yet, and I'm not getting into that shit, but we need to do something. They got to step it up, starting today. Montgomery needs to pitch good. Great would be better. I want to see the Yankees be aggressive today, because you got to start trying shit differently. Swing at the first pitch if you have to. I don't care at this point. They got to do something. Change it up. Something. Do something. Got an injury update on Clark Schmidt. He had got a cortisone injection on last Monday. And hopefully he should be throwing by next week. And this is not a UCL injury, so it's not a Tommy John situation, but there's just no strength in his elbow right now. And that's a little scary. And now hopefully the cortisone shot will take care of the inflammation, and then he'll be able to start throwing pain-free. Because I tell you what, he'd have been nice to have yesterday. It would have been nice to have a Clark Schmidt option right now. We can't even field 5-man rotation, because Tylon and Kluber can't give you more than 5 innings. And yes, I know they're building themselves back up, but I need it to happen faster. The difference between Cole and the rest of the rotation is Mount Everest right now. and I need it to be a molehill. Herman is beating himself, pun intended, looking like a jobber out there. It's like, where's spring training Herman? Where was that? Was that a mirage? Because if you're going to come in there with like a 7+ ERA, you're no goddamn good to this team, especially with your baggage. You need to be a sub-2 ERA to justify keeping you on this team with your bullshit, because that's the business of the game. And you're not doing it. And now they sent you down to get a little bit more throws in before they bring you back up in a few days. Garcia should be on this team right now. I almost feel like they need him. But it would have been nice to have a Clark Schmidt option. And now he's behind the fucking eight ball. He's going to take at least a month for him to build anything up. So don't count on him until June. Severino can't get back here fast enough, but it'll be the same shit. They're going to baby step him. They're going to monitor him. He's going to throw 5 innings a game. Might skip a start here and there. Can we really count on him this year? Maybe in the playoffs? They're going to have to make a trade for a pitcher at some point. I don't see any other way around it unless everything fucking hits, but we know how this is. So I don't know. I don't know where we're at. This is rock bottom, and we have to climb out of it. And please, if you go to the games, and the way they're playing right now, I understand it's frustrating as all hell. You know what? Punch your fucking seat. Stomp your feet on the ground. Get up. Go take a walk. Go visit the gift shop. Don't buy any baseballs. Go buy a hat. Go buy a keychain. Go buy an extremely overpriced jersey. Go to the bathroom. Take a walk. Just walk around. Enjoy the beautiful scenic shit that they have on the walls. And just take a minute. What you absolutely must not do is throw shit on the field. There's 10,000 people there. The cameras will find you. And then what? You'll never be allowed back in again. You want that? If you're a season ticket holder especially, you lose them. Wake the fuck up, people. I can't believe I have to scream at you. I know we're passionate. I know a big portion of our fan base are rational fucking idiots that don't fucking think. And that's what we deal with. That's the price of being a fan of this franchise. I get it. There's a lot of stupid Yankee fans out there. Some of them are the worst fucking people. In general. All aspects of their life. But we try to bury them in the fucking back. And don't let anybody see them. But every now and then they make their way to the front and just embarrass us. Do better, people. We shouldn't be the story of an embarrassing game. The story needs to be on the players where it belongs. Let them feel the wrath of the fans and the media and everybody and the organization as a whole should be embarrassed. And now they have to be doubly embarrassed and more so embarrassed for the fans, because losing is just part of the game. Somebody's going to win. Somebody's going to lose. Sometimes it's ugly. Sometimes it's glorious. And that happens. And that's baseball, Susan. But now they got to answer questions about the fans where they shouldn't have to. You should never become the story. Like the umpires. Nobody's paying to see you. Keep that through your fucking head. That's it for the show. I'm done. Fucking people pissed me off. Anyway, subscribe and follow, the usual. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your enemies. I don't care. I need people to listen because it's a good, rational show. Anyway, have a good day. Happy birthday to me and me only.
Thanks for listening to The Savage Empire. Subscribe and leave a comment wherever you listen. Follow us on Twitter @ Savage Empire Pod. And of course, go Yankees!